first the theory, and then down there we do the practice. That's the thing. Welcome back to the closing of BRCon 2023 Brexit. Here are the statistics. As you can see, we had 15 people maximum watching and 14 people listening. Okay, very much. As you can see, it's by day. First is Monday, Tuesday, you easily see these peaks. On Gangbang, some people tried to listen. Then Thursday, Friday, wasn't that much. People already fed up or whatever. And then more people, as you can see, then started to grow up when I changed the music. As you can see, and I changed from piano music to the new one, and it's increasing. Nice. So the slides of all days are already uploaded. Perfect. It's not like on other conferences where it takes months to upload or YouTube recordings. You can easily grab through them already. Recordings are uploaded. They need to be cut properly, but I try to already make them cut that it's not too bad to listen to them. I mean, you can easily use your media player. It's not like it's a huge 3-hour thing. You know, in this there is the talk, but I always do some pre-talk and so on. Thanks to all the speakers who are providing the slides. This makes things easy to archive. No, not just like on YouTube where you have text and text on PowerPoint on a video and even the subtitles are crap. Here you have both. You can decide what you want to do. And thank you for Mr. Gopher for holding the BRCon and keynote. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Absolutely.
I hope you tell Professor Skildgard about his friend.
Yeah,
yeah, Professor Skildgard is hibernating, but he's still supervising us. Okay? He's not sleeping. He's just slowly thinking. Like a student. Then we have to thank Evil Bob for the presentation. Thank you very much. Some clapping. clap. Then we have ADZ for holding his presentation. Thank you very much. Was very interesting. And of course me. Thank you very much. Then we have the countless people who contributed to the hackathon. See the prizes list. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope it was nice for you. People learn something new. As I already heard that it's too much for, but we will keep the BRCon thing and the hackathon thing, because BRCon is like yours. You really have a pressure to do something, and this is the pressure that shouldn't be kept away. It's like an exam year. When you have an exam, you're forced to learn the whole thing, and this is what this is about. That you have a different force behind it, because if you know, oh, at 20 I will just listen to it and then I will do a hackathon. No, you the whole thing together, that you force your brain to be concentrated on BRCon. Then thank you for the people being on RSC. Thank you to the people listening and viewing and people supporting Bitrush all year long. Did I forget anyone? I guess I did, but that's life. That's why I made the common points, so I don't forget anyone. All. let's see. BRCon 2024 will happen in Vitré, France, next to Rennes, in Brittany. This is where Joshua is living. The thing is, he could move, so it could change a bit. But the thing is, we will do it where Joshua is, and I guess he will stay in France. So it could be Paris, could be something. But the thing is, all of these things are on a DGV line, so you can go to whatever airport in Europe and just drive there with a speed train. And Paris has a huge airport. Rennes has one too. This is how I got there. And you can eat frog legs there. Perfect. Vitré is like a nice medieval town. You expect like Disneyland, but for real. Yeah, it's a huge castle, and you have an old town right next to a new town. In the middle is a hacking center. Hackerspace next to a TGV station. It's just walking distance. And when you go out, it's like you expect Paris from the Nazi videos when they invaded France. And you exactly have a cafe which looks exactly like that. And people sitting there speaking French, having fun, drinking perfect wine from this region, eating stuff there. It's so nice. Of course, then we don't have all the venues, but there's a huge hotel we can use. which is close by, just walking distance. We will find some way, because we only need a room to sit somewhere. We can even hire a restaurant. Our infrastructure allows this easily. And they had good Wi-Fi in LTE, not like in rural Saxony or Germany. We have problems with that. I mean, we could hold a BRCon on the Autobahn, because we have better reception on the Autobahn than in other towns in Germany. Even during the forest walk, we had better LTE than in my town. Next BRCon, forest. When will it happen? Summer seems good, like this year. The thing is always that the guys who prepared, of course, need to have days off. It's easier than doing it next to your working day. Let's see when we will poll on it. How long it will? 1 week, as we said. But the same style, online. And then people go there, because it's always different interests. Some people only want to know the information or some special talks. And some people can go there, because we also have people from Iran. We have one person from Indonesia. We have Malaysia. We have people from Australia. We have people from the USA, from South America. It's not easy for them to come here. So this is why we have to intermix this. It's even unfair to have people with lower income to go to rich Europe for like 3,000 euro plane ticket. That's really unfair. Will there be fees? No. Why should I? Of course, it costs you to get there. That's your thing. You can go there on a donkey. You can go there with your own car. You can walk there for 3 months and sleep in a bush. It's your thing. You can eat insects or bugs. It's your price level. You define it on your own. It's freedom. Will that be fun? Yeah, I guess so. Does BitrashCon 2000 end? No. There's plenty of stuff left. As I said in the last talk, we will have hackathons. This format is really nice, because I thought of like many talks, but this is not good. We need one talk with one goal, and then people just sit there for the rest of the evening, depending on their sleepiness level, and they contribute or don't contribute. And then they get this idea in his head, like Athos. I told him about VTV, why we were eating, and then he was inspired, and he used his whole evening to write VTV tools as you see it now. This is how it works. Some people inspire others, and then we help each other to make it real. And now we have a huge new infrastructure. I'm impressed, really. So this is the conference format I told you. Nothing else to say. Like, we do gangbangs. We just have a new gaming. Like, I have to tell you, the gaming servers for Open Hour are so good used. They were used the whole conference long since Wednesday. GGG and Eidolon were playing all the time against each other. It's strange. It's America versus China. I don't know why they like to make war games with each other. Yeah. Well, maybe it's a way to get all this pressure out, this strange reality pressure. Any questions, comments? No. Actually, I want to say there's one other recording we will do for theory. That's the acupuncture talk. You can reread it too, maybe if you have questions about how to do it, because I tried to describe it the right way. It's the way that you have like symptoms, then how you can treat it, and there's also self-massage techniques I want to teach people in case they have, for example, headache or back pain and so on. You can easily do it on your office chair, teach it to other people. It's not that hard. Some stuff is obvious, but because we do it automatically, but some stuff is not that easy to do. So have fun, have a safe trip home, see you during the hackathons, see you for the gangbangs, see you at the end of year end and on IRC, and please watch our goodbye video we did yesterday. Thank you very much.